but kick the hour off by welcoming in Daylene from North Platte Habitat for Humanity. And Daylene, we have some very exciting positive news to share about Project Today here in North Platte.
Yes, thank you. We are doing our very first wall raising of the year today.
That is exciting.
It is exciting. we're up on Cody, just north of the Buffalo... Well, the former Buffalo Elementary School.
Yes, yeah. I still know it as the Buffalo Elementary, though.
I still call it that, yes.
I think we use those landmarks for quite a while, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Like Hall School still. And
absolutely. But we've got two more lots on that piece of property up there, and we've got the foundations for both of them in, and one of them we're going to be putting the walls up today, so that family's really excited.
That's awfully exciting, obviously, and
yes.
The thing that I love about some of the wall raisings is it starts to look more and more like a house.
Yes, they can actually start envisioning where the bedrooms are going to be.
Yeah, maybe think about some decorative items.
Yes, and they start envisioning that carpet they picked out in there and the kitchen cabinets that they picked out going in. And they get all kinds of giddy.
Understandably so.
Yes, and so we've got our volunteers up there right now getting prepped, and we're hoping to get the first wall up. I always tell everybody, if you're there after 8:30, you missed the first one. So we're we're hoping to get that going this morning. It's a pretty cool time. We're gonna have two houses going at the same time.
Oh, cool.
And
how close are they to each other?
They are right next door.
Okay, they'll be neighbors.
Yes.
Awesome.
And what's really fun is these two families have already met each other. They've already started working together. They're going to be there today together to raise walls. They'll be there when we do Amy's house, which is the next one, together.
We'll be on the emotional roller coaster together.
Yes. And so, you know, I always think it's so nice that neighbors are throwing in together here to help each other get their houses. And that can only improve their community, improve their neighborhood, and improve their relationship if they've worked together.
You know, absolutely.
I always say, if you help somebody put a toilet in, you should be able to you should be able to mediate any sort of disagreements you might have as neighbors. And so
I thought you were going to say you should be able to use it at any time, which I would echo that too, I guess. But yeah.
Yes, but I love when we build neighborhoods like this. And some of the people that already have their houses in that neighborhood still come and work.
Oh,
with their new neighbors. We have one gentleman who will come by with a pot of coffee and a plate of coffee cake or something and help put trusses up. And one lady who has brought tamales over when they've been working for
delicious.
Over lunch. I know. They're just such giving people. They understand what the process is like because they've just been through it.
Yes.
So they understand what's happening, and to come over and lend that hand to not just to their new neighbors, but to the guys who have been there every day, you know, digging those foundations, putting up those walls. It's such a treat.
Just to show that support, I think, is immensely appreciated, and I think it goes unrecognized in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. But it's a sense of gratitude that you wish we all had, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And bringing this up reminds me, Daylene, we haven't had a chance to talk about it yet, but kind of unfortunate that the member of the North Platte Habitat for Humanity family lost a member recently with Lawrence Ostendorf's passing. The former councilman was involved with Habitat for Humanity for a number of years and very active and very involved.
Yes, he was. He was on our board of directors. At one time, he served as our treasurer. He was a long time on our site selection committee. He was in my office all the time talking about Habitat and the families and where we were at.
Enjoying some coffee, too, occasionally.
Having a little coffee, a little chat, and we visited. And he became a very good friend, and it was awfully sad when we lost him. But, you know, that's what happens when you get involved with Habitat. And he was with us for 20 years at least. And it gets into your blood.
Absolutely.
It gets into your heart. And it's hard to step away from that. I just had a former board member contact me earlier this week and say, hey, I'd like to come back. I'd like to come back onto the board. I said, yay. we were wondering.
That's awesome.
And so it, it becomes that thing that you see what the potential is.
Yeah.
And you see the difference that it makes, and you just can't help but want to be a part of that.
Oh, understandably so. And how did North Platte Giving Day turn out for Habitat for Humanity locally, Daylene?
Holy cow, Tristan, this was our best one.
Was it really?
It was our best one.
A historic year.
It was a historic year. We are so grateful to those folks that, I mean, I think every one of the 68 nonprofits received donations, which was marvelous.
And you can't go wrong with any one of them for North Platte Giving Day. It's just a matter of personal preference.
No, and, you know, just give to one of them or, you know, get on there and see who needs you.
Mm-hmm.
$10 here, $20 there, that, it all helps.
Yeah, like we've talked about before, if you can give $500 or $5,000, that's great. But if you can't, $5, $50, whatever it is, if we all give what we can,
yes,
it makes a world of a difference.
It does. $5 buys me that light on the back door, and that lights up their whole backyard, you know?
it'll make a big difference on the home. It really will.
It really, really will. I was watching that leaderboard like every other nonprofit was that day, and I just kept seeing that number go up. And it was so exciting, and I'm just so grateful to Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation for putting that on every year and monitoring that and organizing that. And then all of the folks here in North Platte that come together. There's always great organizations on there. I'm always interested to see who floats to the top.
Yes.
You know, last year it was the playground. Before that it was a Prairie Arts Center. This year it was a school foundation. And so it's really cool. It's really cool. I love that.
I get goosebumps thinking about last year with all the money that was raised for the Community Built Playground. That was amazing.
I know. Hats off to those gals, Emily and Tawny, who put that together and really... Couple of rock stars. They got that whole community behind that. Not just raising the money, but coming over and building the darn thing.
Yeah, it was awesome. Meet some of them over at the Habitat site, right?
Yes.
They've got expertise now.
What's so cool is this year we are doing our very first Women Build.
Oh, yes.
You know, we got all those gals who now know how to swing a hammer. So I've got a couple of really awesome coordinators, Georgia Osborne and Marcy Fletcher,
mm-hmm.
who have been working to coordinate that, working with different businesses and organizations. We've got Ashley Furniture, and we've got the business and professional women who are coming out and lending a hand. And you know, you don't need any skill.
No.
You truly don't need any skill. You just need to have a desire to help, a good attitude. We'll teach you how to hammer and
willingness
paint.
To learn.
Willingness
and that's
to
one
learn.
Thing I was going to bring up, Daylene. That's one of the things I love most about Habitat for Humanity is it doesn't have to be donations of monetary origin.
Oh, no.
It certainly can be, but if you're not able to donate financially, you can donate with time, talent, treasure. And Habitat for Humanity, a great organization to donate with that time, talent, treasure.
Yes, it is. You know, even if you can only come over for a couple of hours in the morning,
makes
or you know, bring by a lunch at noon,
drop off a case of water after you get done at the grocery store while you're running errands.
Absolutely. Bring by a bag of ice, you know, on those 95 degree days we were talking about earlier. A little ice in your water tastes pretty good. But there's a lot of ways to get involved, and it just makes such a difference to us.
Absolutely. Now, Daylene, we do need to wrap up. Anything else you'd like to add this morning, ma'am?
I did want to just throw in here that we're getting ready to start our open application period.
Oh, sure, yes.
And so we're doing our orientation classes on June 28th and July 9th. We're going to be over at the library. If you have an interest in Habitat or know someone who might and want to learn more about it, come to the orientation. We talk about the program and how to get involved.
Okay. And folks want to learn more about that or anything else we've talked about this morning, how can they contact you directly, Daylene?
Give me a call over at the office, 534-6251. Also, get on our Facebook page. We're posting a lot of stuff up there, and we'll get that information going for you.
Now, Daylene, we'll see you on the other side of the busyness of June after the Nebraska Land Days. You guys will be in the parade, I'm sure, with the Blue House,
oh,
right?
Oh, sure. We're going to be in there with our little parade house.
So be watching for it. Yep. Daylene, as always, appreciate the time and the great work you do for our community.
Thank you. Take care.